So yeah. Good evening.
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, are you at least 18 years of age, yes or no?
Am I what?
Are you at least 18 years of age, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge?
Oh, I really don't know.
Okay, I have a few of them. You stop me if I pick the right one. The economy, the jobs, the inflation in Minnesota, is the taxes, the government spending, the education, the healthcare, the moral, the social issues, the environment.
The government spending.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue right at this moment, to the best of your knowledge, your opinion? Is it the fossil fuels, the carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, the water pollution, the climate change, the global warming, the air pollution, the wetlands, or overpopulation? If you have to pick one.
I can't answer that.
Okay, no worries. We can move on, sir. Yeah, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota at this moment? Your opinion, is it the water pollution, the air pollution, the global warming, the climate change, the recycling, the forest management, the protected wetlands, the mining, the nuclear waste,
the climate change,
okay. About the timber harvest or landfill space, is still the climate change? You want to pick with that one?
No.
Okay, so which one would you like to pick, sir? The climate change, you said, right? But it's also the timber harvest or the landfill space.
I'm can't understand you.
Okay, so you picked the climate change, right? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay, now using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The agriculture and farming, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just as fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how about the medical manufacturing? How would you rate them when it comes to the environmental performance? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And their refining, how would you rate them?
Say that again, sir.
Yes, sir. Refining, how would you rate that industry? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how about the forest products? How would you rate that industry?
Good.
And the mining in Minnesota, how would you rate that industry?
Good.
Okay. And also the electric utilities in Minnesota, how would you rate that industry when it comes to the environmental performance?
Good.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving on, I do appreciate your patience. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing a managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the U.S. Forest Service? Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And the environmental groups, same question. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was that now?
The environmental groups, how would you rate that group, how they do it in managing the forest and the natural resources in Minnesota? Would you rate that X good? Okay. and timber industry, how would you rate them?
Good.
And the county land departments, how would you rate that? That agency, excellent, good, just fair or poor?
What department is this now?
The county land departments in Minnesota.
I have no idea.
Okay, we can move on. Thank you, sir. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your opinion?
Very important.
Thank you, sir, very much. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say that it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
More than they harvested.
Say that one more time.
More than they harvest.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Repeat that, please.
Yes, sir. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Yeah, now. Enough to harvest now.
Okay. So your answer is no, correct? Is that correct? Your answer is no, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact? What's your opinion, sir?
A good impact.
A positive
gotta
impact?
You've got to have harvest for the wildlife.
No, I understand that. But what's your answer? The question is, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact on the wildlife, or a negative impact?
A positive impact.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from his current level without negatively impacting the environment, or not?
That's up to the forest department. That's their job.
Understood.
Other people don't have any idea what's going on. They do.
Okay. So we can move on. Sir, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, or not?
I have not an opinion on that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea, sir, to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use of a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
That the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Not much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your answer?
You're asking questions that 99% of the people have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. But we can move on if you have no answer, sir. We can move to a different topic, okay? I appreciate your patience. We're almost done, sir. Okay. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is the difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce. Now, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, sir, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Thank you, sir. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest products.
I have no opinion on what Wisconsin does to their forest.
Yes, I understand, but the Minnesota wants to do the similar investment, and that's the question I would like to ask you, if you will agree to do that in Minnesota also.
No.
But, okay, just let me finish reading real quick, just for the sake of the research, and we'll be done after this, okay, sir? Okay, now, Wisconsin investment creates a public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, oppose that one. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, just for a statistical purpose only, sir, I'm going to read you a list of several components, just four components of the program. And after each component, just tell me if you support or oppose that state funding for that part of the program. Okay, sir? Now, the component they propose is to create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that or oppose that?
No opinion.
Okay. How about the increase? Just one more minute, sir, so I can use all the ones you already gave me.